Okay, so we are on Sadi Beis Amun Aleph. We just told another story about the following case. Amiram Barachama, we are 10 lines down from the top. Yeah, Amiram Barachama. Amar, it's like right in the middle of the page. So Amram Barachama, Ruben Shemachar Sada Lashimon Be'achrayis V'zakav Allah V'milva. Right, so Reuven sells a field to Shimon with Achrayas, right? He takes responsibility if a Bachov will come to collect because he owes somebody money. But Shimon doesn't pay for the field. He takes out a loan in order to purchase the field. So Shimon now has Reuven's field, and he owes Reuven whatever the value of the field is, $50,000, whatever the money is, right? And what happens? Umeis Reuven. So Reuven now dies. Va'asa Bachov de Reuven v'katarv le'mishimon. Right? And so the Bachov of Reuven, so Reuven owed somebody $50,000. So the Bachov now comes to Shimon and says, okay, so now give me the field that Reuven sold you for the $50,000 that he owes me. Ufaise bezuze. So what happens? Shimon says, you know what? I like my field. I'll pay you for it. Right? So he pays him the $50,000 cash. Okay, so what happens? So Dinahu, the Amile b'nei Reuven. So the children of Reuven, the Yorshim, right, can say now. So because what's Shimon going to do? Shimon might now come to. So Shimon, after Shimon would have to, let's say, if Shimon would have to give up the field, right? So what would he do? He'd come back to Reuven's kids and say, okay, pay me because I had to pay for the field, right? So what can Reuven's kids say? His Yorshim. So they're going to say, "Dinihu da amir le b'nei Reuven, anem metat le shavak avun gabich." So they're going to say, "Our father left metatlin, right? Meaning you owed our father money, right? This has more to do actually with the money that he owed. He had a loan that he still had to pay to Reuven, right? So basically, he's going to say what? I paid it up when your father's Balchov came to collect the field from me. I paid the $50,000 that I had initially owed for the field, right? So I paid it now, right? And they're going to say, no. Our father left us, you know, basically alone. You owed him $50,000, right? Umetatel the Yasmin Balchov lo mishabde, and the rule is that metatelin, right, are not meshubad, meaning we don't owe you any money that comes from a bachov, or money that comes from a from someone who passes away is not meshubad to the bachov. So if bachov comes to collect, so if it's metatlin that now the somim have, so that's not meshubad to the bachov. So basically, what they're saying is, you went ahead and you paid off the loan, right? But you shouldn't have done that. Right, because what you should have done was you should have given him the field. If you would have given him the field already was mishubad, right? And now you still owe us the $50,000. That's basically the point.
In this case, we're assuming that the money and the value of the field is the same, right? We're
not, yes,
assuming one's more,
because he was zakef b'milva, exactly. Meaning right. It's like he bought a house with a mortgage, right? Right? So he never with zero money down, right? So basically, he bought the field. Right, but he didn't pay for it, right? So he owes Reuven the whatever the amount of money is that the field's value. I'm making up the number 50,000, but he owes the Baal, he owes Reuven all that money. But the money is the same, right? The difference is it karka or is it cash, right? So he pays the cash in order to say, now I fulfilled my obligation to your father. And they said, no, you didn't, right? Because the cash that you owed us, you still owe that cash, right? And the field, if you would have given up the field, so fine. So our father was on the hook for the field for you because the karka is meshubad still to the Bachov. But the money is not. So you paid the cash, that's fine. But now we don't owe you anything for the field. And in fact, you still owe us the $50,000 that you owed our father, right?
They call that taking back paper, because instead of like in a normal transaction, you would sell something, they would give you cash. Here, you took back paper because you gave them a promissory note instead of cash. So the seller takes back paper. And then And that's he has that. So that's just what they call it.
Who has paper now?
So another they call it the seller.
Yeah.
He's selling the property.
Initially.
He's taking back paper.
Uh-huh.
Instead of taking back cash.
He takes the loan.
Paper is a promissory note that the buyer is issuing the promissory note instead of paying
cash.
So they say,
quit taking back paper. Right. I mean, it's not really the same as when you buy a house. When you buy a house, I buy the house from you, and the bank bank money.
So in normal residential transactions, I'm not a real estate lawyer, but in normal real estate transactions, no seller would want to take that risk.
Right. No person would do that. No one does that. I get paid. You have a loan.
But in like larger commercial transactions where there lots and lots of money is involved, that's just another method of financing where it's like a major institutional investor.
I'll do the financing myself.
Yeah.
Right. Got it. Right. No regular person would do financing, but in this case, right. Got it. Right. Correct. Fine. So that's what happened. So basically he's basically left, still owing whatever the money was he owed, he still has to pay that back.
So like in Halacha, it seems like there's no lien, there's no security interest that goes on personal property, like on as opposed to real estate.
Right.
There's an automatic lien in
Halacha. Right. Not in cash.
As opposed to American. Right.
Exactly.
Is just personal property.
It's no mishtabde.
Right.
Exactly.
But it also seems like basically we're saying this guy's an idiot because he paid it off. He can't even go back to the orphans and say, you owe me the money that I paid anyway.
Exactly. He's totally off. He's totally off. And that's the Gemara now gives him advice.
You say he's a bot, presumably when you buy a property subject to that outstanding lien, you're going to pay a lot less because you know you're taking the risk. So it's probably all taken into consideration. In other words,
but the money that he's zakef b'milveh is the money that he would have otherwise paid for the field. Right. It's not the value of the field, the field per se. The whatever he pays initially, right, whatever loan he took from Reuven was whatever he would have paid for the field.
Right.
Same money.
In this case,
you're right. That his purchase price of the property was probably lower.
Yes.
So that doesn't matter. He still paid off.
In this particular case, but in this case, he just said, I'll take that money, and now instead of paying it to you, I'm going to pay it to that third party, and it's a wash. Right? Because of trying.
Right, but it doesn't work.
Right, but it doesn't work.
That doesn't work, exactly. Right, look at Rashi. So, yeah, but they can say,
right. We say that, and then Rava comes up with a strategy.
Yes, correct. So now we're gonna exactly. So Rava's gonna say what he should have done. Exactly.
So there is a.
Look at the next line. Look at Rashi. Mitate shavik avun gabeich, and this is what someone can say back to him. Right, right. The metatalin was left in our father's money, in our father's possession by you. Right, b'haya balchov shalavinu. They say to him, "You still are the balchov of our father, mesulak mimenu she'ein lanu karka." Right, and we don't have any field, any property. Vamos lahay lachalitein. You shouldn't have given the money away. Demetalta diyasir lo mishtabde. Right, the balchov, because the money. Right, meaning we're saying that you shouldn't have paid the balchov because the money was not something that that is collectible. Right, when he goes and pays the value of the land to the balchov, you shouldn't have done that. Right, ve'ata gam ata ein lacha lachzor aleinu alachrayus lefisha ein lanu karka me'avinu, and you still can't come back to claim anything from us because we don't have any land. Right, so the point is they want to come claim. He wants to come claim the money back, and it's just you can't. Right, because the cash that we have that's not subject to a lien, and you went ahead and you paid for the field. So back to the Gemara now. Amar Rava. So Rava says ibikeach idach. If he would have been smart, what should he have done? Migbe lehu nihalaihu ara. He should have gone ahead, right? Look at Rashi. Migbe lehu ara kishetavuhu hayisomim. Right? When the yisomim were going to come to him and say, hey, pay us the loan that you owe our father, right? Because that cash belongs to them, right? Yipar lehen karka. Right? He should have paid them land. Right, b'demehamos, and for the same value of the money, v'hader gabi binayu b'shvil achrayus avim, and then he can go ahead and he can collect the field back for the achrayus of his father, of the father who owed them for the fact that meaning new some other field, meaning he should pay them with a different with other land, right? And then when the Baal Chov comes and collects from him, right? And takes the field back, some other field back, so he can now collect from them, right? For the fact that the achrayas that was taken from them from losing his field. And then can't say, well, we didn't collect this karka from our father. Rather, you bought it with money. The amalahu, either shibur chov avichem balachem. He can say to them, no, how did you get this land? You got it because of your father, right? Because I owed him money. For you, that's like Yerusha. Karka shalak lakach avichem b'chayav. And what's the rule? Meaning, when he ends up paying them back the value of the loan with karka, it's like Yerusha of karka for them. Right now, what happens? Look around. Now, look back in the Gemara. So, Amar Ravi Bikech Idach Migbe Lehuni Alayu Ara. Right, he should have paid them back whatever money he had owed with some piece of land, and not said the same land, but some piece of land. V'Hader Gabi La Minayu, and then he could go and collect from them when the Baal Chov comes after him and wants to collect the money back from him or land back from him. He can go back to these and say, "Hey, okay, remember that land I gave you? I need it back. You have to give it back to me. Why?" Continues the Gemara, Kerav Nachman, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Yisomim Shegavu Karka Bechovas Avien, when Yisomim collect land through a loan that their father was owed, Baal Chov Chozer Vegovo Samehena. Baal Chov can, a different Baal Chov can come and collect that land from them. Right? Why? Because the metaltalin of the Yisomim is not Meshubah to Baal Chov, but the Karka is. Even if the Karka came to them later, right, through a chov that was owed to their father, it's like Yerusha, right? So usually it works out fine, but in this case, it would be a smart move by the guy to have originally paid them off with land, because then if he ever goes ahead and the other bachov comes to collect from him, he could go collect the land back from the Yisomim. Fine. So he didn't do that. So it wasn't so smart, and now he has to pay them the money back. Fine. Okay. I'm a rabbi. So rabbi says the following. Ruvain Shemacha Kol Sadosav LeShimon. So Rabbah says the following case. Ruvain sells all of his karka to Shimon. V'chazer Shimon. U'machar Sada Achas Alevi. And then Shimon goes ahead and he sells one of those fields to Levi. Okay? And Ruvain had owed someone money, right, at some point. Right? So V'asa Bachov de Ruvain. And now the Bachov Ruvain shows up and he wants to collect for the money that Ruvain owes him. Right, so who is he collected from? Because all of his land now is in the hands of two people. Shimon, except for one piece of land, which is now in Levi's hands also. So does it go to Shimon, or does it go to Levi? Right? So it says Gemara, Ratza Mizegove. Ratza Mizegove, he can choose. He can either go to Shimon, or he can go to Levi. Because again, Shimon knew about the loan, and Levi also knew about the loan. Right? So that all this land was originally in Reuven's hands when Reuven took out that loan. Velo Amron Ella the Zavna Bena. So he can go to either of them. Technically, he can go to either one. Fine. However, there's a catch. Velo Amron Ella the Zavna Bena. That's only true if when Shimon sold one field to Levi, he sold a mid-range, mid-level field, basically like a field that isn't super expensive and isn't super cheap. It was a regular, average type of field. Aval Zavna Idis Viziveris. But if he would have sold to Levi either a very expensive field or a much cheaper field, Matzi Amale, Levi could say to the Baal Chov who comes to him, Lahachi Tarchi Vizvini Ara Delo Chazilacha. Right? He could say, look, there's a reason why I bought the most expensive field or I bought the least expensive field. Because I left for you in Shimon's hands a regular average field that's for you to collect. And the reason I went ahead and I bought the more expensive one or the very cheap one was exactly for that reason. I specifically was Torech to make sure I wasn't going to have to pay back from the field. I took something that wasn't the usual, right? Right? Matzi Amel Lahachi Tarche V'Zvini Ar D'lo Chazilach. Fine. Okay. Ubeninus, even paying back, even if, you know, in terms of that, paying back a mid-range field, Beninus Nami Lo Amren Ella D'lo Shavak Beninus Tekavasa. And that's only true if he didn't leave a beninus with Shimon. Aval shavik beninus the kavasa matzi amle hinach nilecha makom legavos mehemena. Meaning, let's say Levi Taka did buy a beninus field. He bought a field that was mid range, average, right? Even that, the only time that the Baal Chov could come collect from him, it's only when what? That's only if he didn't leave a beninus field by Shimon. Because that's a beninus field by Shimon, he can say, look, Shimon bought all the property initially, right? Yes, I got one average field, but Shimon has multiples of them, and there's no reason why you have to collect from me. You can go to the initial person who had bought the field back, right? And that's, and therefore he's allowed to go. He could say that, and the guy can only collect from Shimon. Fine. Yeah, fine. But so the point is, it's not really collecting either one that he wants. It's that if Levi is now holding a field, that would be the typical field for him to collect, right? And there's only one of them, and Levi has it, so now he can go and collect from Levi if he wants. Fine. Okay, so Amar Abaye. Ruvain shemachar sadal Shimon bachrayas. Another case. So Abaye says, what happens if Ruvain sells a field to Shimon? Bachrayas, again, he has taken responsibility for the fact that he has another loan out somewhere, so if Shimon's buying the field, presumably for less money, he knows that someone, the Baal HaRuven, could come and end up collecting from him if Reuven owes him money. Okay. Va'asa Ba'achav de Reuven, and now the Ba'achav shows up. Right? V'katarif lamine. And now he collects the field from Shimon. Fine. So Shimon bought the field Ba'achrayas. Reuven's Ba'achav shows up, says Reuven owes him money, and he takes the field from Shimon. Dinahu, the Azar Reuven, umafsilei. Okay? Reuven is allowed to go ahead and make arguments on behalf of Shimon. Okay, so basically, Reuven sold the field to Shimon, and now this guy comes to collect from Shimon. Reuven can show up and say, whoa, not so fast. And he can defend Shimon. How's that? Look at Rashi. Dina hu da azal Reuven umaftilei. Im yesh lo alav shum gilgol dvarim lachshov chov keneged chov o ishtabeli de lo paraticha. But he can say things to explain. Maybe maybe you owe me money, right? And they cancel each other out, or maybe he says to him at least, you have to take a shavua that I didn't pay you back, right? Find some way to help Shimon not have to actually relinquish the field. Okay, why is that?
It's interesting. This is the predecessor. It's like very common. It's a predecessor to indemnification. Somebody indemnifies another person, they have the right. They negotiate the right to intervene. Right, because he's
going to lose out.
Because
the guy's going to come back to him.
Because otherwise there's no privity. In other words, if there's three people, one person is agreeing to indemnify another person.
Yeah.
The indemnifying party doesn't, and then there's a claim that's brought against the indemnified party.
Yeah.
That indemnifying party wouldn't have a right to intervene in any court case between those two other people. So he has to negotiate this right to intervene because ultimately they're going to come back to him.
Exactly. So that's exactly the point.
So he has
right. Yes, exactly. Right. That's what the Gemara says. V'lo matzi amalei la bal dvarim didiyat. And you can't say, what do you mean, Reuven? Get out of here. Reuven, you have nothing to do with this. I'm coming to collect from Shimon. Right? You can't say that to him. Why? Mishum da amalei de mifgas minei alai hadar. Because he's going to say, what do you mean? Once you take the field from Shimon, who do you think Shimon's going to come to? He's going to come to me. So I am a bal dvarim. I'm part of this case. Right? So therefore, he's allowed to make arguments, right, in order to make sure that Shimon doesn't lose the field, so that Shimon doesn't, because he's some big tzaddik, it's because he doesn't want Shimon to come back to him and ask him for money, right? V'ikada amrei, and some say a little differently, afilu shelo b'achrayas nami. Even if Reuven sold the field to Shimon without achrayas, right? Da amalei lo nichle de dehavile de Shimon taromes alai, meaning that they didn't sell with achrayas, and Shimon Taka can't come back and ever claim the money back from Reuven. Nevertheless, he'll be annoyed. Right? He'll be annoyed at Reuven. And therefore, again, Reuven is a Baal Dvarim, not even financially. He's a Baal Dvarim, like, it's emotionally. But he doesn't want to, you know, that could be financial also. But he doesn't want to have, an issue with him, right? And therefore, he has a right to say something, so they shouldn't end up in brokers with each other. Okay. So this huge Tosfos is the Machlokes in Tosfos and Rashi about whether Rashi's case of him being able to say you can take make the guy take a shavua that he didn't pay me, is that something he could actually force him to do? That's what this huge size is about. But fine. So let's assume like Rashi for now. Fine. So Amar Abaye, and now Abaye says the following case: Reuven shemachar sadal Shimon shalob achrayas. So Reuven sold a field to Shimon again now without achrayas. Right, not going to take responsibility if someone comes to collect from Shimon. Right, v'yatzu alav asikin, and there are people over and come. People come and say that's not really his field. He didn't really buy it. Right, so actually, or they come to say it's really their field. Let's say So Achlo Hichzik Ba, until Shimon, who'd purchased it, hasn't made a chazaka yet in the field, Yachal Lachzabo. So he can say, whoa, you know, forget it. I don't want this field. You can go back and say, Rashi says Imlo Nasan Mo. So he didn't give him the money yet. So he can give it back. Right? Misha Hichzik Ba, but once he makes a chazaka, Eina Yachal Lachzabo. But once he makes a chazaka, he can't go back. And right? Even if the Orim are coming to say, you know, that the land doesn't even belong to Shimon, to Reuven. Reuven shouldn't have ever sold it to you, right? Rashi says, "En yachal lachzabo shakarka nikne bechazaka." Because we buy the karka, you buy it with the way you make a kinyan is chazaka, right? Okay. And why is that? Says Gemara, "Mishum da amalei chaisa de kitri savris vekabilt." Right? You knew what you're getting into, and you took that risk, and you purchased it. Okay, umeemas machzik ba, and when can he make that? When does he make that chazaka? Michidayish amitri, when he walks the borders of the field. Once he walks the border of the field, that's considered that he has purchased. You don't walk around someone else's field. He walks around the border of the field. It shows that it belongs to him. Okay, and ikad amre, and some say no. I feel the bacharias, even in the situation where he sells the field bacharias. Nami, even such a case, he can only go back if he hasn't made a chazaka. Why? The amalei. Because he can say to him, because the seller can say, you think that it's so clear that I don't own the field? They're making a tiny that I don't own the field. But if you want to go to, until we go to Bezdin and make it clear, I still think I can win. I could still claim that I have claims to explain that it is my field. And therefore, you can't just say, what do you mean? Now there are people arguing it's not your field. I want to back out. What do you mean back out? I'm telling you that it's mine. You have a star, and I have a star. And so, and there's no reason why we should assume that they're right. If you go to Bezdin, it turns out that I was really wrong, so it's a different story. But until that happens, you can't back out. Fine, so we'll stop here. Pick up with the Mishnah next week.